You're listening to The Deranged Nation, a true crime podcast featuring New York Times best-selling paranormal romance author and your host, Teresa Gabelman.
Hello, everybody.
What's up?
Welcome back.
What's cracking?
So we've been gone for a while. This is episode 12?
Episode 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably be on like 19.
I know.
Things just went.
It's been that long.
I know. I'm just.
It feels longer.
It does, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. We got some new equipment, so we should be sounding cool.
I don't know about cool.
Sounding better.
Yeah.
So we're not huddled around one mic sharing it now. Yeah. We upgraded.
True.
Yeah. Next week, if we ever get some internet.
Yeah.
If we ever get some freaking internet, we might do some lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully.
Some camera work.
Hopefully that'll be soon.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, our internet, it's like dial up.
It's the worse old than dial up.
It is.
Dial up was better than.
I think it was actually. Yeah. So I hope everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good.
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 Good. Good.
So things in Ohio here, they're starting to open up a little bit.
Free us in Ohio.
Free us.
So I hope you guys stayed healthy, and so far we've been lucky. Now there's a big meat shortage. We got toilet paper, so that's over. But now we got a meat shortage.
So they say.
So they say.
What happens?
We got lucky last time we went to the store.
Yeah. I think we went just in time early enough.
Yeah.
Because it was getting close.
So what are you most excited about opening up?
Ooh.
I know what mine is.
Probably the casino.
Oh, yeah. I am ready to push.
Not
going to
lie.
Yeah.
It has been a long time. And Mexican. Some Mexican restaurants.
But you know, on the 15th, they do have a little dine out area.
Shout out to who is it that we go to? What's the name of their store?
Yeah. Oh, great.
Los Cazadores.
Yeah.
Man.
And Beachmont.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And I never really did Mexican food that much until we went there, and now I'm like,
these guys are awesome.
Authentic.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And they're cool. They're cool dudes.
Keep them opened.
Yeah. They'll be open.
So we can go there and dine out. They had like what, 3 tables?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing I was thinking of. It's going to be really hard to even eat out anywhere because people are going to be in line for so long.
That, and if they have to split their people coming in, I mean, that's going to cut down on their income.
Yeah, well, and the waitresses too are going to suffer.
No, they said in Ohio they are not doing the
separated seating.
No, they're doing that, but you know how some of them are only doing 50% or 25%?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, they're not going to do that in Ohio. They're just going to make it safe. That's what DeWine said.
Oh,
so,
here we go.
But as long as they can do the 6 whatever apart and all that stuff, that they're
6 feet.
Yeah.
I hope they don't expect.
It still means to have to.
It's like every other table.
Waitresses to wear masks.
Well, they're talking about.
How are you going to?
Let me pull my mask.
Absolutely not.
Pull my mask up. I get a bite of.
You'd be covered in sweat
chili
by the time you reached your third table.
Everybody
from the kitchen.
Everybody has food on their mask. Yeah, that'd be kind of odd. I don't know.
Well, the whole
mask
thing don't make no sense to me because you see people wearing masks. And
it's to protect people.
They don't even have it pulled up over their nose, though, or it's under their chin.
You know, I have seen a lot of that, in like the workers.
They're touching everything, and then they touch their mask.
You know, God love them.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You know, I'm, you know, more power to them working through all this, but most of them's got their mask underneath their chin.
They don't want
to
wear them.
Well, I can't. Honestly, masks are, it's hard for me to breathe.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's my claustrophobia.
Same. I can't wear them either.
It's weird. I can only wear
I had to wear one to go into a doctor's office, and I took it down as soon as I got into the room because I couldn't even talk to her without, what I mean?
It's just something, I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm excited. Probably the casino is going to be one of the last things that will open, of course. So
I'll
go buy some scratch offs.
I miss my sports.
Yeah.
It's my sports. It's my entertainment.
Yeah.
I miss some baseball.
Yeah.
Opening day.
You
that was crazy.
We'll get any baseball this year.
No, probably not.
If football, but that's still a while away. Maybe some racing. Hopefully they get back to
Miss
racing.
March Madness basketball.
Yeah.
It's crazy how things change so quick, so fast, and so much.
Yeah.
So what our episode is, and I know pretty much, well, they said the Nielsen rating for this show on Netflix was watched by 34.3 million people over its first 10 days of release, ranking as one of Netflix's most successful releases to date.
Yeah, we were definitely one of those 34 million,
not in the
probably.
First 10 days. We
yeah,
let it
I
go.
I waited for a while.
Let
was
it
a
go
while?
For a while. I finally got so curious with all the memes that I was okay, we got to see.
That's what started it.
So the Tiger King is what we're talking about.
The memes.
We had to do one. We had to do one on the Tiger King.
I mean, I couldn't watch it. I mean, I started watching a couple episodes, but I just couldn't watch the way they treated those tigers and stuff. I mean,
the only,
you know, they're wild animals. They should be out wild and free. And,
yeah.
And there's more tigers in captivity than there are in the wild.
Well, the issue is they kill them, too, out in the wild. A lot. I think they should be on, like, reservations, like, of thousands of miles, like, protected
some of
land.
Them are, but
they need more of them on those types of places.
The way they were dealing with them.
Well, and the thing is,
they treated them and what they fed them and all that stuff.
Yeah, they just need to crack down on the people hunting them. I mean,
so if you haven't seen it and you plan on watching it, then don't listen any further because we'll be doing spoiler alerts all over the place. But so what actually he started out? He actually Joe Exotic, who owns this. What do you call it? Like sanctuary?
Yeah,
I guess
the big cat
for the big cat rescue, and he started out I think, on the up and up. I think he really did care and wanted to help the cats, but then the money started coming in. He found out that he could make a lot of money, especially with the young ones.
Yeah.
You know, people would pay big money to have pictures taken with them. And
it was the GW Zoo.
Yeah, so
I can't remember what GW means. It's driving me nuts right now.
Wynnewood was the town, wasn't it?
That sounds so funny. What was it called?
Wasn't it Wynnewood?
Wynnewood? Wynnewood, yeah. Oklahoma.
Wynnewood. What the? It's been a minute since I've watched this.
Well, should we tell him what happened? Should we say? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, we already recorded this.
We did.
Once.
We did.
And it didn't record, so.
And then all hell broke loose, and we weren't able. Yeah, this is take two. So take one.
Weren't we in the, when we were in that tornado, and that threw
it got bad here.
Yeah. You guys, I think we talked about that in the lost recording, how we drove through the tornado.
We definitely drove through a freaking tornado.
Yeah, so bring guys up to speed on that.
We had a ferret in the car.
Yep, through the
that's
ferret.
That's how bad it was.
Dogs in the van.
But yeah, it got a little crazy. And then after that, we planned on redoing what we had lost. But then all hell broke loose on other things, and we're just now back to it. So we got our little notes here. We're ready to go.
Got our new mics,
yeah. So hopefully we sound a little bit clearer.
Yeah, so back to it.
But, I believe there is, on Netflix, there was like 7 episodes. Was it 7 or 8?
I think there's an interview.
There's 8 now.
Including that being the 8th one.
And then Nancy Grace did a follow-up with some new information. Now, I did watch the first one of that, and I'll talk a little bit about that later, but I didn't get to watch the second one. So if you have watched it and you did not watch the new episode that just came out, not even a month ago?
Yeah.
And then the Nancy Grace stuff, that's something else that you can go back and watch. But
yeah, she gets really into it too, man.
Right. So my hardest thing with watching this, I have a hard time watching like movies. If I see a movie and there's a dog in it, the first thing I say or I think is that dog better survive this whole movie.
I know.
Because if that dog dies, I'll never...
And they always do something to the dogs, man. It's like, stop it.
And I get, like, anxiety about it.
I know.
So I was really nervous about watching this, but I was the same way when I seen all the memes and people talking about it. It, of course, it made... I mean, you want to see what all the hype's about. So I started watching it. There's a lot of characters in this thing, man. A lot of characters. And if you've watched it, you know what I'm talking about.
Some characters, all right.
But,
Who was the man who started recording the documentary after they found Joe Exotic's online show? Because that's where it all started.
Rick Kirkman?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, what... If you look past the cats and, you know, what was going on to them, the show was just so oddly entertaining because of him. You know what I mean? You're like, what is this motherfucker gonna say next?
Like, what is your agenda?
You know,
dude?
What I mean? Like, I mean, yeah, the cats and everything that bothered me, but at the same time, I was like, this guy is fucked up.
He's not right.
Yeah, but I couldn't stop watching. You know what I mean? I was drawn in, and I like had to. I had to see
what
he was gonna do next. I mean.
So, whenever you watch, like, anything, there's usually, like, a villain. Well, the villain, that was kind of weird. He was moving the mic toward me. I'm like, what are you doing? The villain that Joe, I looked at Joe as the kind of the villain, especially when what he would do is as soon as one of the tigers would have, you know, babies, he would take them from them right away. And that bothered me a lot.
Yeah,
out of
too.
Everything, that's one of the things that really bothered me. But Carol Baskin. She is
that bitch.
She
is the owner of Big Cat Rescue. And she was also one of Joe's rivals.
Yeah, Joe Exotic. Man, he hated her.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff that he said, because she wanted him shut down.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's really because of, you know, her saying that. I think it all had to do with money.
Yeah.
He was taking money, you know. She was doing, like, some of the same things that he was doing.
Right. He did cub petting. She was charging for entry and everything.
Right.
She just didn't pay her workers. They were all volunteers.
Yeah.
And he paid his workers in living there pretty much. And he fed them and some weird stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Some
like,
meat truck food.
Yeah, spoiled, like, meat truck food.
Paid them like $125 a week, basically, to where they couldn't leave, obviously. You can't survive on $125 a week.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Everyone that all the workers, and there was some pretty, I mean, that they actually were there for the cats.
Yeah.
You know, they said that they stayed there because of the cats.
Eric Cowie was one of them. He was the head keeper of the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the long blonde hair.
He
was a really good guy. He really, really wanted to make sure they were taken care of.
Right, right.
He still works there, don't he?
Yeah.
So the one thing with Joe Exotics, so that's how he made money, by bringing people in to look at the cats. And actually, I mean, not that I agree with keeping that kind of animal in a cage now.
That many.
Yeah.
He had hundreds.
And if they're doing it to get them ready to go back out into the wild or whatever, I mean, I'm all for that, for rehabilitation of them. But to make money off of them, it's... Yeah, it was really kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, it sounds so bad for me to say it, but I thought his place looked a lot better than Carol Baskin's place.
Yeah, but at first I feel like they were trying to make it look good. Mm-hmm. If you notice, like, towards the end, they really start showing you all the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They hit a lot.
Yeah.
I think everybody in that business started out with somewhat good intentions and love for the animals.
Me
but
too.
The money just got to them. And I don't know. It was hard. I don't know. Because, like, the money they would make off the cats, but then, you know, how much money it also costs to take care of those cats and feed those cats.
Right.
And all
Joe,
them cats,
Joe
you know
was
what
trying
I mean?
To breed a tiger that was extinct. That's why he ended up not being able to feed them, because he just kept breeding and breeding and breeding. What was it? The saber-tooth tiger?
Yeah, it was a saber-tooth.
He was even though it couldn't be done, he just kept trying to make them bigger and bigger and bigger, and then there was eventually hundreds of them to the point where there was no possible way for him to care for all of them.
Right.
Financially,
well,
especially.
He spent a lot of money on his show and attacking that Carol Baskin. And I don't know. He spent a lot of his money on stupid stuff too, so that's where I think, you know.
And I think,
because if you see like Doc Antle's place, I got my feelings about him too, but I mean his facility was probably the nicest out of all of them.
It was very nice.
You know, I mean, and his tigers were fat, well fed, big motherfuckers. You know what I mean? So you know they were fed good.
And I
think they were big cats.
Right. I think at the beginning I said that Joe Exotic's place was called the Big Cat Rescue. That was wrong. His was GW Exotic Animal Park, and Carol Baskin's was the Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah.
So I did say that wrong. But, and the other thing that, you know, you found out later through the series, is when he would do like the filming with the cats, they were either tranquilized.
Yeah.
One, I believe, was blind.
Yeah. And you can kind of tell.
Yeah, the big white cat in the videos were blind. Yeah, yeah.
And see, I just don't agree. Just don't.
And they didn't show you all that in the beginning, you know what I mean? Like, that's not what they
he
showed
was definitely
you.
Not Steve or, you know.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. God, no.
No. New.
No, I mean, honestly, I think he was a fake, really. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I think in the beginning, because, I seen videos of him when he was really young, too. And, had first opened up and he was sober, he looked like he really, was a good person. He did. He looked healthy. Like, he looked like he wasn't, bad like he was throughout the whole documentary.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he wanted more at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think drugs had a lot to do with it. And then him getting involved with Travis. Travis got married to him. Joe Exotic. Wasn't that his first husband? Or was that his second?
It was his second husband. He's the one that killed himself.
Who was his first husband?
John.
Yeah. So, yeah, he met him. John met Joe about a month after high school. So he was pretty young, and that's what he did. He brought these younger, you know, guys in. And, you know, I mean, really, if you look at Joe Exotic, he is exotic. I mean, there's nothing. Gun likes to blow stuff up.
Big
and
cowboy hat, freaking.
Oh no! So they got some of the memes now with him next to Dog the Bounty Hunter. They're they got cat under him and then Dog underneath the picture of Dog.
That's a good one.
Those ones are funny. Yeah. Yeah, you did. Definitely, you guys got to go on our Facebook and share some of your favorite memes on there.
I
like that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I'm pretty much here for, is the memes.
But Joe, he fell in love with John, but I think he more or less kind of exploited him. He really wasn't gay. He found that out in the long run, and we'll probably tell you a little bit more about that. But he put a lot of money into him. Like, he fed him drugs and shit to keep him around.
Yeah.
And I know that he admitted to him doing it. Joe didn't, but John did.
Right. And then, Travis, when he came in, he was young, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a three-way ceremony and married. And, that was crazy. But Travis was addicted to meth, and there's a tragedy there with him also, but you know, John found out that, like you said, you know, well, I think, I don't think Travis was gay either. I don't think either one of them was gay. I think it was just the lure of the Tigers.
And they wanted the drugs.
Him and the drugs.
John
and,
admitted to wanting the drugs. He was like, it was the drugs. He was like, I wanted the drugs.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was kind of a... I'll tell you what, man, when you... There is just so much to this series. It's... kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but honestly, the majority of the people who probably are going to listen to this, sorry, I keep smacking my papers. The majority of the people that are going to listen to this, though, probably have already seen this.
So you're going to, And you really, I mean, we're not really, we're just talking about what our feelings were when watching it, and there was like a couple of the hell did I just watch?
Like when Carol had her husband in that lion suit with their wedding photo shoot.
Her new husband.
Collar
on.
What the hell?
Oh my gosh. Ugh. I mean, she's probably going to try to sue us now, but.
Oh, don't do it.
Talking smack about her, but. Oh man.
She was kind of odd. A Fruit Loop. Yeah.
Deranged.
Really, Joe got brave after the Kurt came around and shit, and he started pushing towards Carol online. Mm-hmm. I think that's what that all stemmed from.
Well, and too, the thing is, Carol wanted him shut down completely. She did everything in her power. I mean, when he would have like shows, she would find out where it was, and she would have them cancel it. She would tell him all kinds of stuff about him. And then have them cancel it.
She was big with the ASPCA, right?
Yeah, but then he started doing shows with her logo, acting like it was them and it was him instead. So
he was getting lots of hits on the internet.
Yeah, he was stealing.
No, that was
her.
His traveling show, like his cub petting and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he made cards and everything.
It was really hard because I mean, some of the shit in the show, you know, it was just so hard to watch. Like not just. To stop watching.
I know.
Like, you couldn't stop watching it. You're just like...
I mean, and the things that he would do, like, he would do these videos of him. They had, like, a blow-up doll of her.
A sex doll.
Yeah. And it actually kind of did look like her.
Like,
and they
would Carol
blow
would
it
wear
up
crowns
and,
with flowers on them and shit. So they put, like, one on the blow-up doll and, like, put her flowery outfit on like she would wear... And
you
know, sat her
cool
there.
Cats and kittens.
And then he did a video with somebody that looked exactly
like her.
Just like I was like, how did he get her to do that at first? Thinking that it was really her because it did.
Yeah. Well,
I remember I had to pause it. I was like, wait a second. Let's look at this really quick. I was like, oh, that's not her.
Yeah.
She looks like her sister, though.
Yeah,
she was feeding human body or fake human body parts to the tigers, wasn't she?
Well, that's...
Yeah. Well, the thing is there is relevance to this, to what, you know, we normally do our podcast on, because there was an unsolved murder in all of this, and really that's what this whole show is about.
The whole damn thing's strange, to be honest.
About
with
her
you.
Killing her husband, Don Lewis, going missing.
Well, it's
and
rumored.
And then her becoming a millionaire.
Yeah.
And owning the big cat rescue after.
It's rumored, too, that she had killed or been involved in the disappearance of her ex-husband and multi-millionaire Don Lewis. And man, let me tell you what, Joe went off on that.
I know, man.
I mean, he just went off on that.
I mean, the whole thing shady. He found her crying on the street after a fight with her first husband, picked her up, took her to a hotel. They kind of became inseparable. She left her first husband for him.
Well, his ex-wife on there.
He was still married, so he got a divorce to his wife that he had children with and got with her, and he was into exotic animals. She didn't even have a passion for it. It was him who started it all for her.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you guys know when you watch it, how she's all against breeding and cub petting and all that. Well, that's what she started doing.
Yeah,
she ran a business selling them and feeding them and doing training videos on how to raise them.
I think that she had a problem with Joe being, I mean, because he was starting to get big and everybody knew who he was.
Yep.
And I think that was an issue for her.
Yeah.
You know, and she was doing everything that she could to...
There's
keep
a,
them from yeah. excelling.
I don't know. You guys might not watch it. I don't really watch it that much, but actually, there's a show called Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah,
I've seen this guy Bubbles
that likes cats or whatever. Yeah. Well, they actually did a shot and a scene at her place before this came out.
Oh, I didn't know
of
that.
Like Bubbles like feeding a tiger, and he's like, "Oh shit."
Oh, of course she'll do that, though, even though you're not allowed to do
that. And that was, I think, before the Tiger King stuff ever came out. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
They just, like, let them go in there and shoot a video and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, feeding it with a stick.
But nobody's allowed to do
it. And then it, like, took the stick from him, and I don't know.
The one thing that I didn't like at her place, at the Big Hat Rescue at Carol Baskin's place, was I don't know what it... They called it something. I can't remember what
those
it was.
Those feeding things?
Yeah, that they stick their head in.
It was like a smaller square and it yeah.
in the cage.
Out of the big block or whatever.
Well, they would
for
stick...
them to
yeah,
stick
they,
their whole freaking head
to
into.
Eat. And I just... I don't
understand. Well, I mean, that right there is, you know, number one to them.
And
you know what I mean? They get their food by hunting it.
Yeah.
Chasing it
all
down,
of her
containment's
so small,
you know what I mean?
Too. They
not
don't have very
bowl,
much room.
Like a,
they have
like
these
a dog.
Little small cages. They didn't even have, like, big open areas to run around.
Yeah.
At her location.
Yeah. But
yeah, weeds all grown up.
Yeah.
In it. But, I mean, I
that's
don't
how
know.
They live, too, though.
But at Joe Exotics, I mean, he had, I mean, his place was, I mean, it looked like a meth shack with fucking 100 tigers on the property.
I have to say Docs was
towards
the best.
Towards the end. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Location.
Toward the, I well,
cleanly
I think
the tigers look the best.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all clean looking and stuff,
healthy.
You know, but. Supposedly, he killed a lot of them, too, so
when they
I don't
got
know.
Too
I
big.
Think they're all pieces of shit, but...
Yeah.
So, I, you know, out of the workers that worked with Joe, there was Eric Cowie. He looked like somebody we would have hung out with in the 80s.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he's a good
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, he really... And, you know, they've asked him in a couple interviews, you know, why did you stay so long, especially when you knew? Because there's more to what we find out later, what Joe was really doing with some of the cats. You know, why he stayed. And he said, I stayed because of the cats.
Yeah.
I care about the cats. I wanted to make sure that they were taken care of. The other one was Saf, who she... I guess
he
got his arm bitten off, stuck his arm in the cage. And when he went to the hospital, you know, they said, we can try to save the arm, but you're going to have like multiple surgeries. And he knew that Joe would have to pay for that.
And it would bankrupt
him. And then he, you know, was worried about what would happen with the cats. So he had his arm amputated.
Like a boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just
and
left.
Then went back to work.
Went
and
right
then
back.
Went back to
like,
work.
Within a
like,
week.
Yeah, within 7 days.
He said he knew that the publicity would negatively affect Joe and everything. And
right.
he wanted to keep the heat off as much as possible.
Right. So, I mean, there were people there that really cared for the cats, the animals that were there. But I did watch the Nancy Grace, and through the Netflix thing, Saf was pretty much kind of pro Joe Exotic. And on the Nancy Grace thing, he is not not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot has come out since then.
I haven't watched the Nancy Grace one, but I've watched her, so I can only imagine. I did see a little bit of like a preview of her talking about it, and she does not like Carol.
Well, if you notice, a lot of that footage from the Netflix was while a lot of them were still there, I think, or not long after they'd left.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she may have still been working there and had to be careful what she said.
Yeah,
what he said in some of that footage.
Yeah, because who was the refresh my memory here? So let's talk about Doc a little bit. And I know you really, you know, he was the one that owned the other one Was it Doc?
He was the one. Yeah, Doc was the one who trained. Are you talking about the monkey guy? The one who had the monkeys too that Cody liked?
Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't Doc. Who was that?
Antle?
No, that's no.
That's not him?
No, he's the one who trained like Britney Spears' tiger for
that's
her
who
music
oh, I thought
video.
That's who you were talking about.
No.
The one that was riding the elephant?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him.
No, that's
no,
not Doc.
That's not him.
It's
I'm
not?
Sorry. Wait, yes, Doc was
no.
an elephant.
No, no. Well, yeah, but no, I'm talking about
the one who helped with
the
construction. The
one that started helping Jeff Lowe at the end.
Yeah.
Oh.
That always had the monkey on his shoulder.
Oh yeah.
Real like in your face. Like he was the only one that I felt genuinely like cared somewhat about the animals because.
So yeah, we'll get to that guy that we were talking about before here
his
in a minute.
His name's Lewis, though.
Lewis, we'll get to Lewis later. Lewis later. Sorry, I thought that was funny. So, in comes character. Well, he was kind of in the beginning to Doc Antle, who I believe, if I'm not wrong, Joe Exotic kind of looked at him as a mentor.
He did, yes.
And this guy has done. He also owns, he's a founder and director of the Institute of Greatly Endangered and Rare Species and owns the Myrtle Beach Safari in South Carolina. He's worked with like Britney Spears, with the snake, I believe, in one of her videos.
Yeah,
and a tiger too.
And a tiger.
He's had he's done a lot of Hollywood movies, like for tigers and movies and stuff like that.
What was that movie? Bachelor. What was that one? They were in Vegas and Mike Tyson had a tiger.
Oh,
The Hangover.
Yeah, The Hangover.
Antle also, his workers pretty much work for free. They're all women. They're all scantily clad. He's created like a cult-like lifestyle. And they work like dogs.
Yeah,
I mean, from
them
around
when they're
the clock.
16 years old too.
Yeah,
He picks their outfits. He tells them what they're gonna wear, what they're gonna do. The tigers eat better than them, mm-hmm. from what they've said.
We have time off for that.
12-hour days, or morning to night.
Right.
Let's talk more about the scantily clad clothes.
You, well, if you would have watched it, you would have seen it.
I'll go back and watch that.
There you go.
Like freaking.
I think it's episode 5.
Spandex, freaking cattails.
But I think wasn't he
titties popping out?
Wasn't he
girls?
Pretty hot?
Yeah, they were pretty. Wasn't he involved with like two or three of them at one time?
Yeah, I
oh,
think
yeah.
Or he
all
was.
Of
he
them?
Had
pretty
like
much all
one,
of them,
but
I'm sure.
But. When that other one got
no,
older.
He had like three wives.
Yeah, but he had this one that was his main. The girl with the dark hair was his main.
Yeah, the main
yeah,
chick.
But
yeah.
He still was involved with all of them, and she was too.
But when you see Doc, and if you've seen Doc.
What a lifestyle.
It's like, why?
I know. Well,
unless
when he was younger.
For the animals.
When he was younger, he wasn't that bad from the pictures I had seen.
Yeah, but.
I know.
That was then, this is now.
I know.
And it's like. You're working around the clock for like nothing, and you're taking orders. Cult like
I know,
you know, whatever. I don't know. Pretty weird. There are some weird characters, and then we got Mario. He only was in. He only had a brief appearance. I don't think he probably wanted to be on TV very much. He was the most notorious drug kingpins in Miami in the 1980s and is believed to be the prototype of Al Pacino's Scarface. He was kind of funny though. But
he was funny.
He was once convicted for over 100 years in prison, but he got out in 12 years by serving as an informant for law authorities.
He had a cocaine empire.
Yeah. And I believe right now he runs and serves as director of Zoology Wildlife Foundation in Miami. So that's
doing pretty well for himself still.
So that's another.
Like they probably let him keep half his money.
Sure, he probably had a lot more. Buried.
Probably.
So toward like you know I believe like the later episodes you start seeing Joe come into financial hardship because of the fact that Carol was suing him left and right. I mean, everything from
Yeah, man, some of that.
She sued his parents, too.
Some of that he just brought on himself.
They lost everything.
He did bring it on himself. I mean, you are putting out on the internet.
You shooting her.
You shooting a thing and saying who it is.
Tying it to shit and putting bombs on it. Not only that,
I mean, he was literally stealing their logos.
Well, he was stealing their logos.
You can't steal someone else's logo and start saying that
he would go there and protest. He would bring people there to, like, yeah. And that he would hold up, like, dead stuff, like, and cover himself in blood like she kills tigers.
Remember that?
Yeah, he did do that.
See, that's what I mean. There's so much to this. It's like, oh.
Well, and everything I think he brought on himself. I mean, you kind of look at him like, okay, so I have to bring this up. So the first time I seen him sing, I'm like... And if you've heard him talk and then you hear him sing, you're like, no way.
I know. That's what I said.
That is not him.
As soon as we saw it.
Come to find out, no, that wasn't him. Absolutely not.
I think you thought it was him. And I was like, there's no freaking way that's him.
Yeah. It just was not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think he made much money off his records and stuff like that.
Well, I think there was a couple of times you actually did hear his voice and you were like, what?
Like at the funeral.
Oh, yeah, he did sing.
He sang at the funeral.
I still don't think that was him.
You don't?
Because, no. I really don't think that was really him.
I think they said something about him lip singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was him. Because it was just too good. And but I just the funeral, don't think this poor guy could carry a tune.
If that was my child and that man started singing, I probably would have freaking whacked him upside the head with the baseball bat.
Yeah.
Or the child's funeral wouldn't have been there.
So... Yeah, so in comes, to save the day, Jeff Lowe.
Save the zoo.
So he, this is the second half of the Tiger King, and he's more or less what they call an angel investor. And he plays a crucial role in the ultimate fall of Joe Exotic. He pretty much takes over everything, and Joe is kind of blinded by it because... All he sees is the dollar signs.
Because
mm-hmm.
He was spending lots of money on Joe, too. He was willing. Well,
He was running for president.
Yeah, well,
Jeff Lowe's money. On the zoo's money. It was
against who? Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in 2016?
Yeah. Well, he dropped out of that, and then he started running for governor.
Yeah. But Lowe had previously been involved in crimes relating to animal abuse and domestic violence, and he is a convicted felon. He was a good character. What was the shirts that he wore?
Affliction.
He had, like, somebody asked him, how many Affliction shirts do you have? He's like, a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's all he wore was Affliction shirts.
And leather jackets. He's like, well, I started wearing leather jackets because the cats.
So he starts bringing in these guys.
Back in my MMA days, we usually beat the guys up that wore Affliction shirts.
or Tap Out.
No, Tap Out was cheap. You could...
you were allowed to
wear
it. I wore
a couple Tap Out things. You were...
But you were an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
So...
Just saying. Usually if you had an Affliction shirt on, you'd probably get your ass kicked. If you spend $75 on a shirt, deserve to get your ass kicked, probably.
Oh, shit. So Jeff Lowe starts bringing in these other characters. Alan Krover, which this poor guy just is...
He's supposed to be an extra hand at the zoo.
No, he's Jeff Lowe's handyman.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be an extra hand at the zoo.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, Joe starts getting mad because he won't listen. You know, they only listen to Jeff and they won't listen to Joe. Joe has an issue with it, but Jeff has put so much money. Where did he? I mean, he had these homes and stuff, but he really didn't have money.
Who knows? They didn't really say where it came from.
Or he just wasn't saying where it was coming from and whatever.
He was shady though, so.
Right. And then, like, you guys were talking about, he hired this guy, Joshua Dial, because he was wanting to run for president.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah, and he got him out of Walmart.
The ammunition shop.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, I'm going to run for public office, and I need... And this guy was kind of into that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He knew everything about it.
So he became Joe's campaign manager.
And he decided for Joe what was a libertarian?
Yeah.
He decided for Joe that he was a libertarian. Because Joe didn't even know.
Yeah. He just wanted to change
the world. He was just, fuck government. Fuck the government. That was Joe.
Yeah.
And he almost won, dude. He got third place.
Out of four.
But still.
No, but not for president. Governor. Yeah.
But that's still, people voted for him. He had like a 19%.
That's really scary. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary as hell.
There's a couple of his views I didn't mind.
But this Joshua kind of got in over his head because he, you know... Well, first of all, everybody was upset because once Joe Exotic started going for the public or for public office, whether it was president, governor, whatever, he kind of, the zoo just went really downhill from there. And that's really all he cared about. But yeah,
they opened, who was the Sea-Doo guy?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting to him. James.
They opened a pizzeria. Jeff Lowe went to him and asked him to invest in it, so he helped invest in it, and they opened a pizzeria hoping it would bring business. But ... I'll let somebody else say it.
Yeah, that's disgusting. When we were talking earlier about how they were feeding, the employees were eating. And what they were feeding the animals. Because, I'll tell you what. The money that it costs to feed them cats.
Yeah.
So what
that
they would,
many at that.
So anytime you're at Walmart, Kroger, or big box store like that. I've done this. Yeah. Now I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, I know.
You know, in a way. Because if all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I didn't need that. And it's like meat or something like that. And you hand it to them. Well, they can't go and take that and put it back on the...
Yeah.
In the freezer or wherever you got it in the meat department. So all that food goes in the trash, but Joe Exotic, I guess, worked out a deal or something.
Mm-hmm. They have like this, they normally donate it or something.
But, you know, he would take it back. Well, a lot of it was expired, probably been left out, didn't smell real good, I think a few of them got sick because that's what they would eat. And they would come on this big truck.
Yeah.
And... Well, when they opened the pizza, this James and Jeff, when they opened the pizzeria, well, I don't think they realized that Joe was using that meat.
I don't think so either.
And I don't think the people eating the shit and the pizza didn't know either. So that makes me really freaking nervous.
Yeah, they were using the meat from the truck. It is just like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah. So this poor Joshua Dial... I think he got in over his head. He, you know, didn't know exactly. He was kind of stuck where he was. But he witnessed something horrific. And it was, he's seen Travis. I think John, Joe's first husband, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he had already left.
Yeah,
he ran
moved.
Off with one of the girl workers, figured, I'm not gay.
Yeah, he got her pregnant.
And got her pregnant, and they're gone. But Travis stuck with him, and he was pretty bad on his addiction, and he was always with guns, was shooting.
Yeah.
Pointing it. Even this Joshua said.
Joe bought him so many guns.
You know, Joshua's like... You know, don't be pointing that. He pointed it at everybody.
Yeah.
The guns at everybody. And they were in the office. And this actually does show it. When you guys told me this, because I hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I know.
I was kind of shocked. I mean, they didn't.
Well, the camera was like above him.
Yeah.
Like looking at Joshua.
You see the flash, though. It's
but
like,
you see Joshua's face.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's talking and said that Travis... What looked exactly?
Surprised.
Well, he was like, well, man, you know this, what kind of gun was it?
A Ruger.
He's like, you know it won't fire without a bullet in the chamber. And he was like,
without a clip in it.
Yeah, without a clip in it, because there was bullets in the chamber, but I guess no clip in it. And he was like, see, look. And he freaking holds it up to his head, and he blew his own brains out.
Right.
On accident. He didn't mean to do it. He was just trying to show him something, and Josh said he could tell that he didn't mean to do it in the last moments that he had.
So, yeah, and as you're watching it, you're seeing Joshua, like, kind of, his hands are on his face, and he's just staring like this is a joke.
Yeah.
And I guess that's Travis was kind of a jokester and did stuff, you know. But when you actually, he stands up, and then when you actually see his face, when he realizes this was, you know, friggin' joke.
Yeah, because he said his name a couple times, I think.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, oh my God.
Dude. So that was really sad. And that's the funeral that we were talking about before, the Joe. And
sang
I don't
it.
Think he's that was his voice. And I thought it was really cheesy. And if I would have been the mom.
That's what I said.
I probably would have went and punched him right in the face.
Yeah, dude, no way.
And didn't the mom work? I think we talked about this before.
She worked there. He shot bullets at her on the ground.
Yeah.
And she ran from him.
Oh, I don't know about the lyrics in the song, but man, he was talking about putting his balls on his face and all kinds of shit at the dude's funeral.
He was like, I just loved him so much. He shined my day.
He just loved.
Dropped them big balls on my face. It was like, what the fuck?
Oh, dude,
he said, I'd be sitting there working and he'd just bring light to my life. He'd just come over there and plop them balls on my face.
I think that was one of my what the hell moments. I like, do I need to rewind that to see if that's really what I heard?
I just couldn't I just stared at it with my mouth open in shock, honestly.
Yeah.
It was bad. I remember I was just like, no way. No, he didn't.
He did. He friggin' did. But I think he is kind of a good actor. I'm doing quotes in the air.
Yeah.
But I think that did kind of mess him up that he lost, you know, first John to one of his workers, got her pregnant, and then Travis, you know, that tragedy and stuff like that.
Josh had to get therapy. As far as I know, when we saw the previous interview, he was still getting therapy.
Yeah, I would be too, man.
Over Travis.
We had a friend of ours that something similar happened, two friends, and something similar happened. And I know to this day he's that would mess you up,
man.
Yeah,
dude.
Especially when you know it was an accident and not meant.
And there's nothing you could have done. Like,
because when it happened with our two friends, I mean, this, the one that shot himself, he was a jokester anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, a big jokester all through school and everything. And that was pretty devastating.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine
witnessing it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just no way. But so then after a little bit he's still grieving and this was in 2017 and he meets Dylan Passage. He was a youngie too. He was 22 and I think they ended up getting married, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did.
And this kid's still with him. They, as far as I know, from what we've seen of interviews on YouTube and stuff,
the last one he was.
They're pushing for Trump to pardon him.
Yeah.
They're trying. I mean, I'm surprised he hasn't given up on him. I thought it was all about money, but this kid's still with the guy.
Well, during all this stuff,
sure, you still got money.
It's just so weird because all the men that he's been with, I mean, are so young. And Travis and Dylan, they're both very handsome. And it's just like, how did you even get that?
They
were like 50 years old.
Yeah.
And balls.
Tigers.
Okay, too much info.
And tigers.
So we were
lions and tigers and balls. Oh my!
Oh fuck!
Oh god! No.
Yeah. No, we forgot to talk about the when Carol Baskin was talking about, because everybody thinks that she fed her husband's body to the tigers, because he never got on his plane. He never got to where he was supposed to go. He's supposed to go to Puerto Rico to buy a tiger or sell a tiger or something. Don Lewis, Carole Baskin, just real quick, because we forgot to talk about how they put some cologne on Joe's shoe and that tiger started fucking with him. And then they asked Carole, they're like, what would do that? She's like, oh, I don't know. You rub some sardine oil on anything and, you know, that tiger's going to go to town on it.
Yeah,
like,
that was a meme.
Wait a minute. What did you just say? Sardine oil on and they'll just go to town?
She rattled that off real quick.
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, they had been fighting and I guess her, what was his name? Don?
Yeah.
Don was going to his business partner and telling him that, like, she wasn't safe.
Oh, yeah. She tried to file a restraining order on him and everything. And then, like,
he was scared for his life over
it. Forever he was missing. But the day that you're allowed to declare him dead, how many years does it take?
Five.
Yeah.
Two days after.
Like, the day, on the day she, like, declared him dead and boom, got all his shit, all his money. I didn't give nothing to his kids or his ex, nothing to his kids or his family.
Nothing.
She just took it all.
Well, and I think it's
fucking
an open
drained
investigation.
Drained them dry.
I think they're finding new stuff.
They're investigating.
And that's, they need to, because that's some crazy shit to just be
like. Well, they'd like dropped his van back off at her house.
Well,
like,
the
cops did some pretty dumb
shit
on that one anyway.
She wanted to stay and keep. Or open the big cat, and he didn't want to do that because he was breeding them and selling them and stuff like that.
Well, I don't think he wanted to be with her, period.
No,
she was
crazy.
Was trying
she's to
crazy
leave,
bitch.
And she told him that she would kill him and all this shit, and he told his business partner about it.
Yeah.
And then he's gone.
Yeah.
And they blew it because they brought the van right back to her house and left it for 5 days before they even touched it to see if anything was there.
And I mean, that's all that's all Joe Exotic almost talked about.
Yeah.
Was her
infatuated.
Feeding her husband to the tigers, and I mean, he just blurted it right out. But did you guys feel that her husband now don't he look? Didn't he look kind of like frightened through this whole thing, like a little nervous?
I mean,
he looks
he
like
did.
A little bitch.
He did though, but at the same time, he had millions of dollars too when they met.
Exactly.
So they're like fucking, wouldn't, I think they just don't even care. I think they know that they're going to get every dollar of it back some way, somehow.
But what I'm saying is he's going to make the same fate as...
Oh, shit.
I know. If he fucks up.
Yeah.
How he's kind of like a puppet, literally chained in a cat suit for their fucking wedding photos.
Yeah, that was weird.
Look those up. Those are funny.
Yeah, dude. Really make funny. A meme over it.
So this...
Always a ton.
This Alan... Glover, and this is who Jeff Lowe ends up hiring. Well, he's not the brightest. Yeah, and I don't want to be mean, but he's really not.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's cool and everything, but he just wasn't
the brightest.
Do you,
buddy?
But he came to the zoo as a handyman. He was loyal to Jeff, which pissed Joe off. Which I didn't kind of understand because I thought that was kind of stupid. He ends up talking to Alan and supposedly pays him $3,000 as a plot for murder on Carole Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan's like, he accepts. Well, Jeff Lowe finds out about it. And that's what that fight, he has a fight on film, on camera, with Joe about, his plot to murder Carole Baskin.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff's like, I'm a felon, dude. I can't be involved in any of this shit at the zoo because now his name's on the zoo. So that was a big ordeal.
Well, it was the feds were investigating the fact that he didn't get donations to run for governor. He took the money from the zoo. He was taking money from the zoo.
So
that was Jeff's money.
Right. The feds were already
sniffing around and shit.
So
I think he was writing bad checks too.
Yeah, he was. And then you have to think though, Jeff was the one who, because Joe would not stop talking about wanting to hire someone to kill.
Yeah, and he actually made a video of that.
Yeah, and he pulled up the location of like her bike trail and shit, so Joe could pinpoint the time to do it. Like he kind of walked him through it. So I don't think he's very fucking innocent.
Who, Joe?
No, Jeff. Jeff's the one who pulled up the bike trail and got him all into it, really making him want to do it.
Well, yeah, because I think Jeff wanted, and this is my opinion, I think Jeff wanted him out of the picture, period, and wanted the whole zoo because he knows it's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
That's why all these people do it, for the money.
Yeah.
So this Alan dude accepts, heads down to Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he doesn't make it. He ends up going to a strip bar and getting wasted.
And spending all his money.
Yeah. But then this James Garrison, he gets involved in the hire for whatever. Wait a minute.
He was an informant.
Yeah. Well, the feds start breathing down, and I think he had been in trouble with the feds for animal stuff.
Yeah, he was doing animal shit he shouldn't have been, and they caught him doing it. He was like a financial book guy. He was doing some shady shit.
Didn't he have an illegal animal?
Yeah, and they were like, what is that? It was a monkey.
Yeah, it was
or
a lemur.
A lemur.
A lemur. What is a lemur?
It looks like a little monkey, right? They have arms and legs and stuff.
The
they
tail.
Look like monkeys.
They look like little monkeys. Yeah. But this dude.
They're like ferret monkeys.
Ferret monkeys.
So, but he became the FBI's primary informant during the investigation on Joe Exotic. And it eventually led to Joe's arrest. He is in jail right now.
Has been for what, a year?
Think so. Yeah.
About a year.
Yeah, about a year. And, I mean, yeah, he's still saying he's innocent, but the end of this, and I am going to admit, as embarrassing as it is, but it was so friggin' funny.
I know.
Was the Sea-Doo. The ending of the Sea-Doo.
Yeah, when he's riding off on the sea.
Like, I didn't even understand the point of it.
But it was so...
Was it like he was the boss and, like, saved the day? Like, I felt the exact opposite.
Was he the eye of the tiger?
Yeah, that's what was playing.
Yeah, the eye of the tiger. And he's standing up and...
With his shades on.
Yeah.
That sea dude is probably like,
and his bald spot blowing in the wind.
Help me, slow down.
Yeah, it was just really... But I did. I kind of rewinded that and watched it again.
We did. We were laughing pretty hard over it.
But, yeah, it was pretty. And the other thing is, too, which one was in the hot tub?
Alan. The weird dude, Alan. The man, yeah.
That was
and they asked him in an interview, why were you in a hot tub? And he's like, I have no idea.
He's probably fucked up on
something. Yeah, they were interviewing him and... In the thing.
Jesus.
He's probably still snorting some of Joe Exotic's $3,000.
So, yeah, Joe Exotic is... And I think it's where he belongs. I mean...
I think he needs medical... I think he might need medication. It's like he's split personality.
Well, in the one of the main reasons is because...
And I'm not a doctor. Don't quote me.
I think he needs to do every bit of time served for them tigers he killed.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why he isn't. He got convicted of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ones was with shooting bullet wounds in the skull that they found on this property. Yeah, you need to fucking do your time for that, bud.
Some of them weren't even that old.
You don't deserve to be pardoned and shit.
Well,
like
once
that.
They got a certain age, it was money that he had to feed them, and he just wanted the cubs. So once they weren't useful to him.
But when you were running from the feds, it was easy to sell a bunch of them. Why couldn't you just fucking sell them?
Yeah, it's just and that Saf said on the Nancy Grace thing that he's
well, big full-grown tiger, that's a loss. That's a lot of money to eat, you know what I mean? And if it ain't producing, it ain't making any money.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the way they look at it.
Well, that's exactly the way they look at it, but that's one of the reasons why he's
costing
he got
him money.
Convicted of that. He is in prison for that also. Yeah. But the thing is, that Saf on the Nancy Grace, what I watched of that, he admitted that there's a lot more tigers on that property than what was said in the documentary.
Yeah, they said hundreds,
killed.
200, over 200.
But that
kept breeding them.
Doc Annell, he also, has been said that there is a lot of...
Well, he was charged with animal abuse and stuff, but mm-hmm. it's like ongoing, so they really can't say much about it, but they were saying that he was cremating them.
You know, like, I don't...
I think, man, like, if you're gonna bring them into the world, like, you got the responsibility of seeing them through somehow, some way. You know what I mean? Shouldn't be able to
It's so... You know, we sit here and we laugh, and there was some funny, but the sad part about the whole thing is the tigers.
Yeah. Because yeah. they're beautiful animals,
really,
too.
At the whole time, I was kind of hoping for a happy ending with the tigers, you know what I mean? But... Well, I did see that Jeff Lowe and the GW Zoo, that new one they were building at the end, it is supposed to open, but the coronavirus stuff slowed it down.
Well, let's hope that he does the right thing, which I don't have high hopes on, but,
yeah,
you know, I just think it's another way for them to make money. How many did they say... Mm-hmm. There's more.
Well, yeah, because remember Jeff was sneaking them into hotels and yeah. limos.
He tried to start a.
Was getting in. He actually got charged for doing that
in Las Vegas. Yeah. He tried to start a business like a tiger bus where you ride to your hotel with tigers and stuff, and that's how him and his wife would land women to sleep with.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's fucked up, man, and you know, but sad for the tigers.
They hired a nanny and they made sure she was hot so they could have her too.
Yeah, that was in the last episode.
Yeah, they're
wasn't
really
it?
Interesting yeah. people.
But you know, at the end of the day, I don't think there's any kind of strict regulations on any of that.
I think that's
you know,
being worked on, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be. If it's not,
you know, but
there's more tigers in captivity in the United States than there are in the wild,
yes.
and that's sad.
They should be on reservations with miles and miles of
I
land.
Do believe in rehabilitation. Yeah. But only as if they're going to be set free in their own
yeah,
habitat.
Like the big cat rescue. Okay, once they're back to health, why are they not re-released?
To me, that's
you
not
know what I mean?
A rescue. To
no.
me, that you know,
it's
and
prison.
There may be some animals that can never be released. They're either old, they're injured, they wouldn't survive. I understand that, but and I know these places have to make money somehow.
Yeah.
But do it the right way. There yeah. is a right way to do it. I mean, I'm not an expert or anything like that.
Right,
but
still.
Yeah.
And it was. It was hard to, and we do joke and we laugh because there are some effed up characters on this show.
Man.
And it's real life. It's not really a show. It's real life. But, and there was some good people on here that mm-hmm. really wanted to see, you know. But I don't know, guys. That's... I'm sure there's going to be more to this story. Because,
oh, yeah. I don't think Joe's done.
And I want to finish the Nancy Grace things. I didn't get to
what
finish.
What did he get sentenced? Like 20 years?
I was
sure
I
we'll have some good
out.
Feedback in the comments on this one.
I think it was 22 years. Yeah, I think you're
if you
right.
guys keep talking here, I'll let you know.
22 years what?
22.
That he was convicted to.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it was 22 years in prison.
Yeah. Well, that's not just for the murder for hire. That's with this cat.
Yep.
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
Charges.
I mean, honestly, I think fucker deserves to do it because they found, what, 5 cats with bullet holes in their head?
Well, I remember him saying he was going to tell everyone everything about everyone since everyone wanted to turn on him.
Yeah. I mean,
so he might flip knows? and he might help him and get out just like the cocaine kingpin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And like I said, I mean,
it's crazy what you do when your life's on the line.
The right thing.
Yeah, I don't see it. I thought I had it written
and they
down.
Never do.
You,
oh,
it's
I
right
do.
Here. Yeah, it's the first page.
Yeah. Yep. 22 years. I don't think that's long. I know.
Yeah,
I was
you're
looking. A sorry, it's late. I'm old. Feeling old, but
that's the.
I'm sure there is tons of stuff we left out, and if we did.
Sure
well, we want you to watch it, too. We don't want to walk you through everything.
I'm sure the trolls will let us know.
Yeah, guys.
But follow
Be
us
nice.
On Facebook, YouTube.
Well, I did make a vow that I'm not going to be nice no more.
Yeah.
So. But you guys be nice. Come on.
We're on iTunes, Anchor, Buzzsprout, Spotify. You can find us on any of those.
See ya.
Don't... Are we done? I'm sad. We haven't done this for a long time. I don't want to leave. Well, look at everybody looking at me. I'm just kidding.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry. All right,
like,
guys.
Like, subscribe, share, find us on Facebook.
Don't be our next episode.
And have a happy Mother's Day to all the moms. And
yes, happy Mother's Day.
Yep. All right.
Deranged Nation.
You've been listening to the Deranged Nation podcast. Join us every Wednesday night for a new episode as we bring you true crime, unsolved mysteries, and other deranged stories. This episode was sponsored by Braps MX and ATV Pro Shop. Visit them at brapsmx.pro. Also, visit our host, TeresaGableman.com, New York Times best-selling paranormal romance author of the Protectors series, available on Amazon.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.